far-right anti-immigrant parties are gaining political power across Europe, and we're going to hear how this trend is reshaping a country that has historically been known for its openness. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from Sweden.
It started 4 years ago when the far-right Sweden Democrats finally gained a foothold in parliament. Then last September, the party more than doubled its 2010 performance, winning 13% of the national vote. For a party with its roots in the neo-Nazi fringe, this was a remarkable transformation. Anna-Lena Lodenius is a journalist in Stockholm who's been studying far-right parties in Sweden for 30 years.
They were much more extreme in the beginning, and now they're more mainstream. They want to transform the society to more homogeneous.
Right now, Sweden has a nearly open-door policy to refugees and asylum seekers. Thousands of people come here from Iraq, Syria, and other countries. To Sweden Democrats and their supporters, these people are distorting Swedish society beyond recognition. Here's Jimmy Akesson, head of the Sweden Democrats, speaking to the BBC.
Immigrants are, in general, a little bit more criminal than Swedes born in Sweden, and that's a fact. And you can see it especially in violence, rape, and so on.
Of course, others dispute that claim. Nonetheless, the Sweden Democrats want to cut immigration by 90%. And they're willing to take dramatic steps to make it happen. In December, this insurgent political party brought Sweden's government to the brink of collapse. The crisis made international news.
Prime Minister Stefan Löfven, in power for only 2 months, has called a snap election after his minority government lost a key budget vote.
This is unprecedented almost.
Anders Huitfeldt of the University of Aberdeen is author of a book called Extreme Right Parties in Scandinavia. He says the Sweden Democrats proudly declare themselves to be outsiders dedicated to upsetting the apple cart.
They are sort of against everybody else, and they will continue. And the bigger they grow, of course, the more of a veto power they will have.
Just before New Year's, the Prime Minister forged a new alliance, got a budget deal, and avoided those snap elections. But these tensions are growing far beyond politics.
An arsonist has set fire to a mosque in Sweden, injuring 5 people. Local media footage showed flames billowing from the windows.
Across Sweden, 3 mosques were firebombed in the span of a month. The day after one of the attacks, many Swedes decided to show their rejection of Islamophobia. Omar Mustafa was surprised to hear about what's become known as a love bombing. He's president of the Islamic Association of Sweden.
We had an anonymous love attack. They had flowers all over the mosque, and we don't know who put the flowers all over the mosque. So it was like the hate crimes are anonymous, and the love bombs are also anonymous.
These tensions between those who embrace diversity and those who oppose Muslim immigration, these tensions seem to be growing, not only in Sweden, but across Europe. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.